Oof, man, it's been a big week. And I'm going to have one final interview. I'm very lucky to have on the phone with me right now the incredibly talented Macy. Good morning, Macy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I guess I should start by saying happy New Zealand Music Month. Have you been embracing all the local music you can?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. I went to a show last night, actually. I'm a big fan to see LA Woman.
Oh, brilliant. With Yaya was playing as well, correct?
This time, Smurgy opened, actually.
Oh, right.
She's doing the
Raglan show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got things mixed up. How embarrassing of me.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a bit of a cliche question, I know, but who's your number one New Zealand artist?
Oh, God, that's
I know.
I can't answer that.
No, that's totally fair. That was a terrible question, actually.
I love Aldous Harding, though, I think. She's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But all of them. How about that?
That's a great answer. Good compromise here. Luckily, there's not like heaps of them, so you know that. anyway, let's talk about your music for a little bit. By the way, you are just an incredible artist, and you've put out some amazing music, and you're kind of between releases at the moment. Tell me about The Lovers, because we've had part one, part two's yet to come. Tell me a bit about, like, where did this idea come from for The Lovers?
Oh, well, I've been working on songs for ages before that, and then I think when a lot of things happened in my life, like my dad passed and my relationship ended, and it sort of just all started to make sense that I was writing about, I guess, growing up and coming to terms with, I don't know, life's punches and love and ups and downs, and it just became this amalgamation of like biographical tale of Harry over those couple of years. Yeah,
and thank you for, you know, sharing this through your music, because I, you know, it can be hard to share these things, but they are journeys, you know, a lot of people have. Did you find kind of the process of producing this music, did it help? Was it therapeutic for you?
Yes, most definitely. I think that's part of why I probably a lot of artists do it. It's catharsis, really, isn't it? And it's like it helps you have a new perspective on those experiences. Sometimes you don't even realize that what you've written is about that thing, and then it's really weird. Sometimes you know exactly what you're writing about, and then sometimes you're like, oh, I'm releasing that thing. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, the brain's weird like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell me, so your debut album, it's kind of a two-parter. That's quite rare for, like, a debut album. What made you decide to kind of split it in two?
Apart from, like, the obvious, which was to kind of just give the songs more space to actually be consumed in this fast-paced world we live in, where something comes and goes, and if I put a whole album out, and no one knows who I am.
Yeah, right.
So that was one of the reasons, but also it made sense because the first five songs, or six songs, they're kind of like the more reactive, aggressive side of the album, where I'm like upset and angry at the world. The next half starts to become a bit sadder almost, and even more reflective. And then the final song on the album, which is one of my favorites, actually ends with a slightly more hopeful note. So it kind of made sense to just do it in that way. I don't know. It all worked out.
Yeah, so you've released kind of the first single from part two, Who Really Gets What They Want. What was it about this track that made it a single?
I loved it. The team loved it. I think because I wrote it in such a blasé way, they took like the actual lyrics and melody and everything, that fell out in like maybe an hour or something.
Oh wow.
And I just think it's so fun and conversational. And I don't know, I felt like a sentiment that a lot of people might get. I don't know.
No,
being angry at the world and just reveling in it for 2 minutes, because everyone always says, you know, oh, glass half full, mate. Oh, right, right, right. But like sometimes it's gonna be.
Yeah, I have to say, like, that phrase, who really gets what they want, we've all thought it before, you know? So, I've got to ask, like, you have a incredible singing voice, and it's very, like, unique to you as well. You must get some people, like, absolutely obsess over you, surely, because you're a good looking guy as well. You've kind of won the genetics lottery a bit. Like, you must have some mad fans, surely.
I don't really know yet. I think I'm so fresh into it as Macy, and I don't really know if I've got any super fans yet. I mean, yeah, I like to think there might be a few. I think the music's great. I don't know.
Hey, give it time. Give it time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have plenty. So I guess side B, you call it, actually, don't you?
Yeah.
Side B comes out, I think, what is it, September?
September at some point.
Yeah.
We haven't fully... Oh, yes, we have locked in a date. Sorry.
No, keep us on our toes.
But yeah, I need to check the emails to tell you. But yeah, at the moment, in September, and I'll let you know the date later on.
So yeah, so side B comes out. You've got side A and side B out at that point. What's next? Is there a tour coming, or is it all hush-hush?
I think there will definitely be a tour for the album. Just a wee tour, maybe two or three cities. And then there'll be more music, I guess.
Yeah, great.
We're already working on the next record, so you just keep going, don't you?
Are you quite, like, a prolific creator? Like, does it come to you quite easily?
I write a lot. It's what I do, so...
Maybe a slightly extreme word, but
I feel flattered. It's a nice word.
Yeah, take it. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Macy. It's so cool what you're doing, and thank you for, you know, sharing your stories, whether they're easy or, you know, hard to share. It's much appreciated. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who appreciate it. And congrats on everything so far. Onwards and upwards only for you, really. Hey, congratulations on everything. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, man.
Have a good day.
You too.
And that was the wonderful Macy. Really incredible musician. Here is the first single from The Lover's Side B. This is called Who Really Gets What They Want.
town. Saw you there and I thought, wow, I can't go anywhere without a reminder of what was. I asked for hope for Christmas, I begged for peace on my birthday. Now I'm starting to wonder, oh, who really gets what they want anymore? Not me, you see, I haven't won enough. While someone saved me from self-deprecation, oh, who really gets what they want? Stay indoors and have my cake, live vicariously, or play pretend like Finn and Jake. Don't ask for much in my life, so just for once give me a